Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You wake up to the gentle caress of the morning sun, its warmth filling your room with a sense of peace and tranquility. You stretch, yawn, and slowly rise from your bed, ready to embrace the new day ahead. As you stand there, gazing out at the world beyond, something weighs heavy on your heart. You can't quite put your finger on it, but there's a lingering sense of unease, a feeling that you're somehow missing out on the blessings that life has to offer. We all have moments in our lives that shape us, moments that leave a lasting impact on our souls. For me, it was the day I lost someone dear to me, a mentor, a friend, a guiding light in my darkest hours. Their passing shook me to the core, filling me with a sense of grief and despair that seemed insurmountable. I questioned everything. My faith, my purpose, my very existence. It was as if a thick fog had descended upon my soul, obscuring my path and leaving me stranded upon my certainty. But as I look back on that dark chapter of my life, I realize that it was also a turning point. A moment of reckoning that forced me to confront the barriers standing between me and the blessings that awaited me. With a renewed sense of purpose and determination, I set out on a journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. A journey to break through the barriers that held me back and embrace the abundant blessings that God had in store for me. Join me on this journey as we explore the obstacles that hinder us from receiving God's blessings and discover the power within us to break through and claim the abundant life that awaits. I am also going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of the prayer. Fear and doubt, twin thieves that steal our peace and paralyze our potential. They whisper lies into our hearts, telling us that the mountains before us are insurmountable, that our dreams are unreachable, that our efforts are futile. Think about Peter walking on water in Matthew 14, 29, 31. His faith enabled him to step onto the raging sea, but the moment he gave in to fear, he began to sink. Fear distracts us from focusing on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, and draws our attention to the storm. For every lie that fear whispers, there's a promise from God that speaks louder. When fear says we are powerless against the challenges ahead, God says in 2 Timothy 1, 7, I have given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. When fear declares we are alone in our struggles, God assures us in Hebrews 13, 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When fear proclaims our situation is hopeless, God declares in Jeremiah 29, 11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It's about changing our confession, shifting our focus from the giants in the land to the greatness of our God. Remember the Israelites, a stone's throw away from the promised land, their hearts quivering in the shadow of the giants that roamed the land of Canaan. Fear.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Distorts our perception of reality, magnifying our adversaries and shrinking our self-belief. But we are assured in 1 John 4, for he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. In the presence of God's truth, fear dissipates, losing its grip, and we find the courage to step out, not in our own strength, but in the strength of the one who calls us forward. Unforgiveness and bitterness, heavy chains that bind our hearts and souls. They are forged in the fires of hurt and cooled in the waters of resentment, creating a bondage that is suffocating and blinding. Think about Joseph, betrayed and sold into slavery by his own brothers. Despite the deep betrayal and suffering he endured, Joseph chose forgiveness over bitterness, transforming his pits of despair into platforms of divine destiny, Joseph said in Genesis 50. 19, 20, do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive. Unforgiveness and bitterness tie us to the darkest moments of our past, replaying the scenes of hurt and betrayal on a continuous loop, preventing the healing balm of God's love from mending our wounds. But Christ calls us to a higher standard. A standard that transcends human understanding. Just as we have been forgiven much, we too are called to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Choosing forgiveness is like releasing a bird that has been caged for too long. It's about setting the captive free, only to realize that the captive was none other than ourselves. Breaking down this barrier requires a conscious decision, a choice to release the pain and to embrace the healing and freedom that comes from forgiveness. In Hebrews 12:15, the Bible warns us, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. As we let go of bitterness and choose forgiveness, we open our hearts to the flow of God's love and blessings, allowing His grace to transform even the deepest wounds into sources of strength and compassion. Forgiveness aligns our hearts with God's heart, opening the floodgates of His blessings and favor. Let unforgiveness and bitterness be barriers, no more. For in Christ, we have the victory, the freedom, and the grace to rise above them. Complacency and discontentment. Two sides of the same coin, each representing a barrier that subtly undermines the fullness of life and blessings that God intends for us. Complacency is like sitting in a beautiful garden, yet being so accustomed to its beauty that you no longer see the colors of the flowers or hear the songs of the birds. It breeds a lukewarm spirit, a state of spiritual stagnation, where growth is hindered and potential remains untapped. Discontentment, on the other hand, is a restless spirit, always seeking, never satisfied. It overlooks current blessings while chasing after the wind of fleeting desires. The Apostle Paul provides us with a blueprint for balance and contentment in Philippians 4:11-13, where he says, "Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things I have. Learn both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Complacency and discontentment both stem from a misalignment of our focus and priorities. When we become complacent, we take God's blessings for granted, and our hearts grow dull to the wonders of His grace and the calling He has placed on our lives. We risk becoming like the church in Laodicea, lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, and missing out on the richness of a vibrant, dynamic relationship with God. Discontentment arises from focusing on what we lack rather than on what we have, leading to a life of constant striving where peace and joy are elusive, and the blessings we already possess go unappreciated. Breaking through these barriers requires cultivating a heart of gratitude and a spirit of purpose. Gratitude anchors us in the present, opening our eyes to the myriad blessings we already possess. Blessings that we often overlook in our pursuit of what lies beyond the horizon. Purpose propels us forward, not in a frenzied chase after unfulfilled desires, but in a steady, determined pursuit of God's will and calling for our lives. Let us embrace the balance that Paul exemplifies, learning to be content in every situation, not through complacency or indifference, but through a profound understanding that our sufficiency is found in Christ. As we align our hearts with His, the barriers of complacency and discontentment crumble, and we find ourselves walking in the abundant life that Jesus came to give, a life marked by purpose, gratitude, growth, and joy. Now, as we stand on the precipice of breakthrough, let us unite our hearts in prayer and declaration. Let us lift our voices to the heavens and declare victory over every barrier that has hindered us from walking in the fullness of God's blessings. Heavenly Father, we come before You with hearts full of gratitude and reverence. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. You hold all power and authority in Your hands, and there is nothing too difficult for You. Lord, we acknowledge the barriers that we have allowed to stand in the way of Your blessings, the barriers of fear, doubt, unforgiveness, bitterness, complacency, and discontentment. But we declare today that these barriers are no match for Your power and Your grace. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of fear and doubt that has clouded our vision and paralyzed our faith. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us, and we choose to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We break every chain of unforgiveness and bitterness that has bound our hearts and souls. We choose to forgive those who have wronged us, releasing them from the debt they owe us, just as You have forgiven us. We receive Your healing and Your freedom, knowing that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, we renounce complacency and discontentment, and we choose to be content in every situation, knowing that our sufficiency is found in You. We embrace Your purpose for our lives and pursue it with passion and determination, knowing that You have called us for such a time as this. Father, we thank You for the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus. We thank You for breaking through every barrier and opening the floodgates of your blessings upon us. We receive your blessings with open hearts and lifted hands, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill your promises to us. We declare this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I encourage you to continue to stand firm in faith, knowing that God is faithful to his word. Keep your eyes fixed on him and watch as he breaks through every barrier and leads you into the abundant life he has prepared for you. My dear friend, breaking through barriers to blessings is not just a one-time event, but a journey of faith, courage, and perseverance. It requires us to continually confront our fears, release unforgiveness, embrace contentment, and pursue God's purpose for our lives. But take heart, for we do not journey alone. We have the assurance that God is with us every step of the way, guiding us, strengthening us, and empowering us to overcome every obstacle that stands in our path. So, I urge you today, don't let fear, doubt, unforgiveness, complacency, or discontentment hold you back any longer. Take a bold step forward in faith, trusting in God's promises and his unfailing love for you. Remember, you are a child of the Most High God, destined for greatness and called to walk in the fullness of his blessings. So rise up, my friend, and claim the abundant life that God has prepared for you. If this message has touched your heart and you desire to break through the barriers to blessings in your life, I encourage you to take action today. Spend time in prayer, asking God to reveal any barriers that may be hindering you, and surrender them to him. In faith, seek out support and encouragement from fellow believers, and immerse yourself in God's word, allowing it to renew your mind and transform your heart. And finally, step out in obedience to God's leading, trusting that he will guide you every step of the way and empower you to walk in victory. I believe that as you do, you will experience a breakthrough like never before. A breakthrough that will propel you into a season of unprecedented blessings and divine favor. May God bless you abundantly as you continue to walk in his ways and pursue his purposes for your life. Remember, the best is yet to come. Perhaps you've been struggling with fear, doubt, unforgiveness, complacency, or discontentment, and you're ready to break free from these barriers. Or maybe you're seeking a deeper relationship with God and a greater sense of purpose in your life. Whatever your situation may be, know that God is ready and willing to meet you, right where you are. He longs to bring healing, restoration, and breakthrough into your life. If you would like to take a step of faith today, I invite you to pray with me. Simply repeat these words after me, from your heart to God's. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, just as I am. I acknowledge that I have been allowing fear, doubt, unforgiveness, complacency, or discontentment to hold me back from experiencing your blessings in my life. But today, I choose to surrender these barriers to you. I ask for your forgiveness for allowing them to hinder me, and I invite you to break through every obstacle that stands in the way of your blessings. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your love and your sacrifice on the cross for me. I receive your forgiveness and your grace, and I choose to forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. I invite you to come into my heart and my life, to be my Lord and Savior. I commit to following you and walking in your ways all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and your unfailing love. I receive your blessings with open arms, and I trust you to lead me into the abundant life you have prepared for me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer sincerely from your heart, I want to congratulate you on taking this important step of faith. Know that God hears your prayers, and he is faithful to his promises. I encourage you to continue seeking God, spending time in His Word, and surrounding yourself with fellow believers who can support and encourage you in your journey of faith. If you have any questions or if there's anything we can do to support you further, please don't hesitate to reach out. We're here for you, and we would love to walk alongside you as you continue to grow in your relationship with God. Thank you for allowing me to share this message with you today. May God bless you abundantly, and may His presence be with you always until we meet again. Go forth in faith, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. God bless you. Amen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.